We'll begin. Roger E. Naylor, a.k.a. Chaitin Feather. My first reading is from The Jester of Sproul Plaza, circa 1979 to 1981. Slice of pizza, Hare Krishna leaflet, new beginnings. Panaceas of the right. Reagan riding high. Hostages released. Siren song, buck to be made, promise of plenty. First arrive, campus quiet, apartheid still hot. Things brewing, but surface beneath, not a moment's peace. 2 years really there, in the heart of the bear, never a moment's boredom. Hard times, hard bitten, hard of heart. 3 Mile Island, Hinkley on the rampage, country a malaise. Years of then, Berkeley Students for Peace, years of bustling activity. 2000 March, no Reagan. 5000 March, no nukes. 10000 March, no war. Sproul Plaza, my second home. My hopes forged, my ideals formed. I was there every day. Eyewitness to a history, part of a great fanfare. Many rhymes arrest, not a visible dent in the war machine hell-bent. Block street campus police for the cause. Block ROTC removed forcibly for the cause. Block Lawrence Livermore twice jailed, time served for the cause. March and demo, cause after cause, year by year. Lee who led we of BSP, our core cadre of peace, dedicatees to nonviolent ways. 3 hours from Ples where mom lived, every day commute I go. Bus to Hayward, BART to Berkeley, go BART to campus. 30,000 strong, Berkeley never slept. Bear's Lair to Eshelman Square. Sproul, always thrive. Card table for every cause. Speech at every lunch. Hour of 11 till 2 in the afternoon, outside the student lounge. Time chess, pretzel and coffee, day young, life a song. Many came to speak, the great and the meek, issues of moment. At Sproul Hall, heard Moscone and milk shot, students in quiet shock. World careened, white knight to AIDS, never then admit gay. The draft rally, 3,000 attend, Sproul Plaza jam. Later, Iranian crisis, huge milling crowds, fear of war ran high. It was a happening, it was Sproul Plaza, so many the memories of then. There I grew up, spirit of man bond, faith in a good cause. BSP always a buzz, office always someone, something always to do. I was caught up, neglected my studies, scraped to get by. 2 small regrets, no love to call mine, no faith then in God. Don't remember when, if there he'd always been, a small man with a newspaper. Stand in Sproul Plaza, every day the crowd please, a circle gather round him. But a small man, daily newspaper in hand, grave words fend with gentle wit. Small man never lacked, could whip out a laugh, could capture a smile. Comment on any old thing, cause great titillation, cause passer-by to pause. That's all it took, a small man, a newspaper in hand, commentary on the news, we all care. What a flair, what pizzazz, what flim-flam rare, what a man who cared. There in Sproul Plaza every day you passed, he was the man who was there. He fielded the issues, he flung the bull, he wrestled our demons. I came to be an anthropologist. I left a radical, nearly communist. But the violence of the left said not. Anthropology was a dream I had of man the maker himself, of hopes of a civilization so blessed. Communism was a dream of Marx, an international of busy drones, a hope of a utopia of a ruling elite. Yes, said it was equality. Yes, said it was just. But really a hope had already come. Jesus was the one. He promised a kingdom. God would ensure, not man. It would be heavenly, not a utopia of self-made. It was on the morrow, but I was deaf and dumb. To any but the call of revolution could only promise fire and blood. Berkeley was for peace despite the contradiction of hate and the temptation to wealth that brought on a generation of decadence and greed paid for in Iraqi slaughter. Peace is the only way. Truth is the love of God. Way is in Jesus' example. But then the right and left, at odds, the middle running dogs, the churches pulled out all the stops. I finally knew by their good works the hope of the future was decency, above all regard for the holy. The rules of peace written on Sinai and the Galilee, not broken with impunity. The small man at Sproul with the big heart of a lion every day wowed the Philistine students. We thought we knew, our elders they thought too. The togas were at a loss. The world's problems grew dark. It was the cassocks of love hold the scepter of Phoenix. The Lord waits on man's decision to bow to the divine right of heaven and love's blessing. Man is beyond understanding, himself let alone God. Jesus always knew it would be hard, ours to accept the mystery of love. Truth is that we are his servants, praise of love, reward for our care. Peace will only come when small men realize importance of love as the answer, not venial. The last I remember, the small man was arrested, his jestership ended, a sour note perhaps, silence of an agitation, but in that silence the horror of a generation that missed the call to care for each other. We know now in blood the promise of that beginning. Let's hope in the way of the Lord that men come to their senses, that judgment is not for the earth, but in heaven's jurisdiction. Peace only a God can issue. War and killing man must stop, or suffer a terrible trumping.